hours, then it's gonna be quick. Alright, all your mates have been to jail before, suck my dick, and all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with, done quick.
Not too far from the sandy beaches of the Gulf of Mexico, this is Don't Damn Me, and I'm Urban Hammer. Good evening. Apparently, there was a day that just would have went completely unnoticed by me, except for the fact that my workplace had decided to pimp it like a cheap hooker. This day? National Kids Day. Now, I always thought Christmas was National Kids Day, especially if you go by the media marketing blitz that always starts to take place the day after Thanksgiving. But anyway. Now, I kind of thought this problem might have, you know, started to abate by now, but apparently not, especially with all the stuff I've seen in the state of Florida, that people have a definite problem with worshiping children. If any of you have ever heard George Carlin's album You're All Diseased, he talks about this at length. So, I totally believe that we are putting way too much attention on children. Like, one thing I see a lot of around here are, like, license plates are, like, you know, do it for the kids and all that. One, which really irks me, is when it says, invest in children. I have a better idea than that. How about we invest in humanity as a whole to make this planet a better place for, you know, just human beings and children to live, instead of expecting children to make it better? Because as far as my experience have been, children alone do not make this place better. And the thing I totally do not understand is, you know, there's all this focus on children, but yet when you reach, you know, the subject of people the age of 18 and above, and maybe hopefully somebody can prove me wrong, but from my observation, all the stuff you hear about people older than 17 is negative. Where's all the positive stories? I mean, I really don't hear them all that often. But maybe it's because all these people are focusing on children. Like, children are the number one important thing to them. I find that very fucked up. Very much so. Because I think we need to focus on everybody and giving everybody the same love. Not just children. And, I mean, I'm not the only one with this idea. Somebody else has had it too.
Hey, what does that mean? They reach a certain age, they're off your fucking love list? Fuck your children. If that's the way you feel, fuck you with them. You either love people in general from all ages or you shut the fuck up.
And I must say, I'm in total agreement with that statement. Another big reason we need to stop all this child worshiping is because there's too many damn people on the planet anyway. And all these people who feel the need that bringing children onto the earth is going to make it better needs to be stopped. Seriously. We have, what, 6 billion people on the planet? In my opinion, that's about 4 billion people too many. I mean, dear God, maybe we should take, like, a cue from China or something. You know, get this under control. I mean, dear God, we've got people on Africa starving, while yet Americans, or I should say American children, are suffering from obesity. Do you see a problem with this? Because I sure do. What really, really doesn't help is this idea that children are oh so beautiful is being pushed on people who absolutely should not be having kids in the first place, especially teenagers. I mean, I knew a girl who was pregnant 3 times before she turned 18. This is a very big problem, ladies and gentlemen. I honestly think Donna Shalala, if any of you remember that name, had the right idea when suggesting masturbation should be taught in sex education classes. I'm in total agreement with that. Instead of passing out condoms and birth control pills, we'd be passing out issues of Playboy and dildos. Then maybe we can break this epidemic of teenage pregnancy. And the other thing I don't get is why people feel that they personally have to bear children and, you know, bring new people on the planet, taking up precious resources, when there are so many children here now, you know, they're in a terrible situation, you know, taken out of abusive homes, whatnot, and just probably feeling generally lost, but there's nobody there to, nobody willing to adopt them. I find that kind of fucked up. And not to mention a little selfish, really. I mean, if you're really in it for loving kids, then, you know, go to your adoption centers and, you know, get one of these kids out and make them feel love, for fuck's sake. I mean, if you want to do something really, you know, really good for your karma, that's what I suggest. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not having children at all. Not having one kid. Whatever significant other I get is going to have to deal with that idea, but I'm not having kids. And one thing really gets to me is when you tell people that you don't want to have kids, they try to convince you otherwise. This really makes me ill, okay? Okay, for instance, I had to watch the door at work. Well, have you ever seen, sometimes little kids will come in, and the door greeters will give them stickers or whatever. Well, apparently, one of the assistant managers saw me do that to some kids. You know, I was being nice. I mean, it's part of the job. But one of my assistant managers saw me and goes, "You'd make a great father." I was like, "Bite your tongue. I don't want kids." And then she goes into this whole spiel, like, "Oh, that's what I said too, but I had my first one." And I run into this a lot. I've mentioned this before to other people. It's like, "Oh, that's what I thought too, but then I saw my baby girl," and shut the fuck up right now. You people do not speak for me. And you people trying to convince me that kids are wonderful and I should have one, you're not going to succeed. So, be quiet. See, this is number one reason why I do not want to bring kids on the planet. I find this world and its values to be very fucked up. And I think no child should have to grow up in a situation like this. I mean, think about this for a moment. I mean, okay, there's going to be 50 years difference, but when my parents were in high school, what did they have to worry about? Possibly getting caught cheating on tests, chewing gum in class, little shit like that. What do kids in high school have to deal with now? Guns in school, sexually transmitted diseases, among other things. When you put all that in mind, why would you want to make a child suffer through that? I mean, seriously. I've met a lot of people, I should say a lot of, well, no, I'm going to take it back. I've seen a lot of people that will still want to bring a child in this world for their own selfish means, without considering what that kid might have to go through growing up. end for the for those people who absolutely, you know, still want to bring a kid into the world. In spite of all that, I only have one thing to say: fuck you, and fuck your little crotchling that you brought onto the planet. Okay. Well, that's it for this evening. A more serious Don't Damn Me segment, I know, but it's an opinion I've held for a while, and I've never really been able to express it in such a medium, so I thought I'd take the opportunity. Any comments or questions? Reverendhammer@yahoo.com. See ya.